From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Kelly Mitchell. Florida Power & Light wants two more nuclear reactors in South Florida. The utility is trying to get approval today before the governor and his cabinet. FPL claims the $12 to $18 billion project is critical to getting power to the demand of the state's growing population. Opponents call the plan colossally expensive and unnecessary. About 500 young adults in Broward may soon have clean criminal records. It's all up to the county commission, which could decide today. Wilson Sayre reports, right now, though, there is a limit to how many records can be expunged.
A few years ago, Antoine McGahey was having a really hard time. Both of his parents were pretty much out of the picture. He was living in a rough part of town, and he started having these angry outbursts.
I had destruction of property.
Destruction of property was his official offense. But instead of being slapped with a misdemeanor, the Fort Lauderdale teen was put into what's called the Civil Citation Program. It's an opportunity to look at the source of the troublemaking. And if they go through the whole program without any trouble, it never shows up on their records. But this option wasn't offered to everyone who was eligible. 3 out of 4 kids were arrested instead and now have a misdemeanor. Regina Walker is in charge of the Civil Citation Program in Broward County.
It can affect their school records. It can affect their military service. So we want to be able to try and correct an error because they were, in fact, eligible.
So one move towards that correction, Broward County is looking to pay to expunge the records of some 500 kids, kids who should have been offered the program. Why 500? According to Walker, for now, that's what the county is willing to pay for. It costs around $84 per record to wash it clean. I'm Wilson Sayre in Miami.
This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell. It's all yours, Paul.